What a week it's been. What a week it's been. I don't want to give away personal information, but someone back in the beginning of January with the username that includes the sun, messaged me on Discord, and I didn't get it, and it sent something about an email or something, and apparently I didn't even see the email. So anyhow, I don't know where you are, if you're listening to the podcast or if you just were finding me through YouTube or whatever, but hit me back. Go check the Discord chat. Find me. I'll tell you what. No, see, the way I do this podcast weekly, that's today, Monday, that's what's been on my desk throughout this week. I'm sharing my crazy life as an American in Asia who studied Bible in college and now works with, you know, developing like software developing stuff. And I also have a background in education, kind of. So I just share my multi-diverse experience. So this week, I went on last week about API, when API is, and you need an application program interface, and you get, you know, from, you know, you got to make websites talk to each other. Well, I've been working on badad.1, and I got it all done, and it's ready to go. And the wax is off and all buffed and painted. I still need to pull the grease mat out of the floor of the driver's seat, the driver's side. But this thing is out and ready to roll. Well, aren't you supposed to theoretically leave the paper in there while it's in the shop? Last week I said that I had taken time to build this API. It's done. So that was 2 weeks. But, you know, like there's a difference between being a perfectionist and making sure that something's done right. You know, everything can't be perfect, but it does need to be up to snuff. And a lot of people don't know where that line is. They, you know, let's hurry up and get going. So they've got this drive to hurry up. And then the other extreme, typically the side we lean on. I mean, it's hard to walk a tightrope. It's hard. I don't think I can. But the other extreme is it's got to be perfect. It's got to be wonderful. Well, okay, but nothing's ever perfect. Software developers are called developers because the developing never stops. It's in the software world. It's called a maintainer. It's the person who's always checking for software glitches. And always hoping to add the next thing and always looking for what else is going on in the world to see how the software needs to change in order to continue to meet the same need or whatever, the same need for its software. I think even low level Linux scripts have some level of ongoing security improvements and performance enhancements and maybe new features. All right. Where were we? This week, the podcast special is going to be a fun one. I don't know. Was I? Oh yeah. So see, I do this stuff all week long. I sit here. And the reason that I do the podcast that I do, the reason that I write what I write, the reason that I'm able to do the videos that I do, it's because I don't podcast all week long. Podcasting is one of the things that I do while I'm doing all the other things. So I have this perspective. Maybe you could say I'm a self-hosted pundit. You could, well, you know, I mean, a lot of people that go on the news and stuff, you know, they've got experience in some other field. Now, I don't know how many of them are ongoing. I think, you know, Juan Williams was working for NPR for a long time. I don't know if he still is or not. But, you know, he would appear on Fox a lot. You know, you get these people that did show up, but they need to be professionals doing something else. Well, Juan Williams, he's working on NPR, that's media, and then goes and appears on a media show. Okay, so what's that all about? What about someone that talks about politics who works in software programming? How about that? So anyhow, I mean, I like to be diverse. I think we need diversity. I mean, you know, Jesus taught people all kinds of stuff about the kingdom of heaven and these spiritual things. But what did he do for a living? He was a carpenter. He made things out of wood. And how does that relate? Well, he really understood people. He understood business. Where's your diversity? Where's your background? As I get towards wrapping up this bad ad thing, and I bad ad dot one, not dot com, but bad ad dot one, as I head towards release, as I head towards the destination, as I head towards where we're going with this whole thing, I'm sitting here looking at this saying, all right, where am I going to go next? So I think we're going to get into teaching videos. I think I might be putting out some life coaching videos. There would be a number of them would be free on YouTube, but then I've got some complex ways of viewing. Well, okay, I'll tell you what, I'll give you a sneak peek right now. Now you could go to Avenue Guru. It's a YouTube channel, and look up the video about the three lane avenue. You know how you're driving uphill, like we're talking big, long hill, like maybe an hour or maybe like 20 minutes uphill. And there'll be two lanes going uphill and one lane going downhill because it's your engine, your horsepower and your load that determines how fast you can go going up. But going down, it's not that. It's gravity that decides how fast you go, which is fair to everyone. And it's your brakes that decide whether you're going to survive. So it's one lane going down and then it's two lanes going up. So, life is like a three-lane road. You got cars coming the other way, but you don't know what they're thinking, what they're doing. But then in your own life, you've got two lanes you can travel in. You've got the lane of what you do, and you got the lane of what you think. You got your opinion about what's going on, and then you've got your response to your surrounding circumstances. And so the thing is, there's what you're thinking, what you want. And then there's what you do. Other people might look at what you do and they can't figure out what you want. Just like you can't figure out what other people want, what other people are thinking. You only know what they do. See, what you do and what you think are different. Other people can't read your mind. They've got to look at what you do and respond to you based on that. Now, when someone's trying to read your mind, it's hard. You know what I'm saying? It's hard for them to get you right. But if someone just responds to simply what you do, well, maybe that's a nice little healthy sense of accountability for you to get your actions in line. There's a thought. If you try to live acting like you know what someone else is thinking, that's hard to do, man. It's a whole lot easier if you just respond to what other people do. I don't want to be mean. Okay, so why are you being mean? We know why. If you don't want to be mean to me, then stop being mean. Oh, I'm being mean? Yeah, you are. Stop it. Oh, okay. All right. Huh. Look at that. But the thing is, someone else frowns at us. Maybe they weren't frowning at all. They had something in their teeth, but we thought they were frowning. So then we get all angry. And then so we start spouting and spitting at them or, you know, saying mean things. And the whole time all this is happening, we only see one thing. We're fighting with them. That's all we see. We see one lane and just kind of this mayhem on the road because we erase the lines. And so there's a difference between, you know, what other people are doing and then what you're doing and then what you're thinking about it all. And then there's what other people are thinking, but you can't see that part. So, you know, it's nice to see the difference, you know? Yeah, it is. Oh, there's more to this. But, you know, the first thing you got to sort it all out. And then it's a matter of being in control of it. But you can't even be in control of yourself if you don't know what you're doing. You know, you've got your opinion about everything that happens, and you got what you're doing with everything that happens. And then there's what other people are doing. And you can't think what other people are thinking. You don't know that. And you got to sort all this out. And once you sort it out, then you take the next step of controlling what you think and what you do. And that's a whole other discussion. So anyhow, it could be close to about 100 of these teachings, and I'll draw pictures and I'll go on and on and on about it. And that's going to become Avenue Guru, and some's going to be free. And the more useful advanced stuff is going to be, you have to pay money for it, but I'm going to make some that's available to everybody. Anyhow, I think I'm going to get into that. That'll be interesting and fun. Taiwan special is going to be fascinating this week. It was a really interesting week. Really, really. Wow. I'll tell you what, I'll just see you tomorrow.